99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A political embarrassment for a Republican presidential candidate. Nikki Haley has lost Nevada's Republican primary to a none of the above option. CBS's Aaron Navarro from Las Vegas.
Haley has made South Carolina a big focus, at least trying to get it competitive. Obviously, we'll see what happens later this month. And has signaled that she has more than enough money to make it through Super Tuesday. Her campaign and she were downplaying Nevada, not really talking about the state at all, except in this past couple of days.
Former President Trump will be the only candidate in a separate GOP caucus in Nevada tomorrow. House Democrats, joined by four Republicans, have voted not to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the crisis at the southern border. The margin was so thin, Democrat Al Green showed up in a wheelchair to vote. CBS News spoke to the congressman after he returned to the hospital where he's recovering from abdominal surgery.
I went there to help a good man keep his reputation.
Republicans say they'll bring up the impeachment vote again. The rains finally tapered off in California, but not soon enough to spare the state from devastation. L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
475 mudslides, 390 fallen trees, multiple successful water rescues, an increased volume in our traffic collisions, a dozen structure fires have been extinguished.
The death toll is up to 9. A 98-page report from the Maui Police Department finds many of the 100 people killed when a massive wildfire destroyed the town of Lahaina died along a single street. The takeaway for local emergency officials, KGMB-TV's Chelsea Davis.
They have 32 recommendations for themselves or lessons learned from this unprecedented catastrophe. One is having better communication amongst themselves and with the Emergency Operations Center during a disaster.
Don't be surprised when you start seeing notices about AI on your favorite apps. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Meta says it's working on technical standards that will make it easier to identify images and eventually video and audio generated by artificial intelligence. In the coming months, users of Facebook and Instagram will start seeing labels or warnings on AI-generated images as they scroll their feeds.
New research links plastic containers to tens of thousands of preterm births in the U.S. every year. The synthetic chemicals they're made from, called phthalates, are in everything from toys to Tupperware. The Lancet study notes the findings are observational. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last four seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming All-Star All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second-best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he said, it's one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more patchy fog and freezing drizzle this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day today with a high of 48 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 41. Tomorrow, scattered light rain, but it's going to be mild with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I play the lottery now. Anybody else play the lottery? Yeah. The lottery, the last act of a desperate American. You know what I really hate? The people that win the lottery, I hate them. They always go, what do you do to that money? Oh, I'm not going to quit my job. Not only would I quit my job, I'd be out of the office so fast. Three or four people I work with would be out of a job because the suction would carry them out in the street with me. I'd be flying out of there like a rocket.
Good morning, it's 6:07 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday morning. You know, tomorrow's temperature high is going to be 53 degrees. Isn't that like spring coat weather? Get rid of the winter coat, wear the spring coat at 53 degrees? I'm pretty sure. I have a time lock on the safe where my spring coat is. It doesn't come out until May. I think I have to break into the safe and get my spring jacket out of there. Actually, what we do is we have a, in the basement, we have a closet set up. A portable closet with all our spring stuff in there. But I think I'm going to break into it and take some of that stuff out of there. Get the grill all fired up. Have a couple of burgers and hot dogs and brats on the grill. 53 degrees. My daughter's bragging about the weather in Florida, and I think she brags when they get to 53 or, you know, temperature around there. So we can do real well tomorrow. I like that. Doesn't that kind of screw up the animals, too? I mean, the birds, when they start feeling these warm temperatures, don't they start doing their spring stuff? And then it gets cold again. And it will get cold again, by the way. We're going to be back in the highs in the 30s, like next week.
Where we used to go, and I'll be there. Oh, how can I forget you, girl? When there is always
608 at WRJN Radio. And coming up this morning at 7:06 will be part two to our Route 66 tour through the state of Illinois. Last time, the president of the Illinois Route 66 Association, Dwight Cannon, was with me. I thought we'd get through the whole route in 1 hour, and we didn't do it. We only got halfway, so we'll do part two today. And this is something everybody could do. Everybody says, oh, I'd like to travel Route 66. It's real easy. You get in your car, put your seatbelt on, and start the engine. That's how you do it. And Route 66 in Illinois is real close. If you don't want to start in downtown Chicago, but that's where it starts, on Adams Street. If you don't want to start in downtown Chicago, you can start, like, in Joliet. You can start in, where's that chicken basket restaurant? I forget where that is. Yeah, you can start right there. It's not that far away. It's about an hour away from Racine. You can start Route 66 and then travel it. So you don't have to go to downtown Chicago to start. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to go to the city to start. Well, you don't have to. You can pick it up anywhere. Just get a little Route 66 map on your cell phone or your GPS and have at it. And get a book on Route 66. You know what you're looking at when you drive by some of these historic places on Route 66. You're really going to have a good time. I guarantee it. My wife and I have done Route 66 through, into Amarillo, Texas. We went as far as Amarillo. The only reason we stopped there was we had to get back home and go to work. So it took a week, took a little less than a week to get there, and then it took the rest of the week to get back home. So we had to get back. But someday I want to do Amarillo right there, the Santa Monica Pier in California. So that one's a little trickier because you got to go through desert area and so forth. But going to Amarillo is a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of Route 66, historic places on Route 66. And this is how everybody used to get there before the interstate. If you wanted to go out west, you had to go on Route 66. The pioneers with their Conestoga wagons took Route 66. Well, they didn't really, but I'm sure that could have been the path. I don't know. But anyway, so we'll have Dwight Cannon on with us today. And maybe I'm thinking, because they did this at another radio station I worked at. I had the president of each state Route 66 association on the air with me to get us through to California. And it was kind of fun. I might do that. After Dwight, we finished with Dwight Cannon, next month I may do the Missouri. Because that's next on the list for Route 66 going through Missouri. You go over the chain. Well, you can't go over the Chain of Rocks Bridge anymore, but that's what takes you to Missouri. Anyway, so we'll talk to Dwight Cannon coming up at 7:06 this morning. Should be fun. The end of an era. This is it, folks. This is the end of an era. Landlines across the United States are being phased out in the coming years as phone companies switch to an infrastructure that doesn't support them. Do I hear heart palpitations all across the listening area now? People, their hearts are thumping louder than they did before. Only about 5% of the landlines will remain by 2030. About 100 million landlines between business and residential are currently active in the U.S., and they're shutting them off. Only about 5% of them are expected to remain by 2030. That's it. Now, I've mentioned this before. I used to have a landline in my house, and my wife said, let's get rid of it. It's just costing us money. We don't need it. We have cell phones. What do we need it for? I said, I couldn't breathe. You know, like, and she said, listen to me. If you still can't breathe in 6 months after we get rid of it, we'll put it back. Well, we never did. The phone is still on the wall because we have this thing on the wall that you can't get rid of. It's where the lines came in. It's a big metal plate on the wall. So we stuck the phone there. I mean, isn't it? Yeah, you know, it's not hooked up to anything. But I guess the phone company realized that this ain't the common thing. They're not coming back, landlines. We have one here at the radio station. Our contest line is a landline. We just had that installed when I came back. They had no landlines here. And when I came back, one of the things was we needed a landline for contesting and guest phone calls. So I guess hospitals and 911 will have to keep landlines, right? I would imagine that's part of the 5%. But they're making everybody else get rid of them by 2030. That's not that far away. That's less than 4 years away. Or when in 2030? 4 years. We'll figure 6 years away. Excuse me. 6 years away. All the landlines will be gone, except for 95% of all the landlines will be gone in 6 years. That's kind of scary, huh? We have a friend who has a landline, and she wants that landline to stay, but those days are coming to an end. I would say vinyl records are coming to an end, but they're making a comeback. I don't think landlines are going to make a comeback. People are attached to their cell phones. You ever go into an area where, I'm trying to think of the instance. You might be outside or something, standing on line somewhere. Everybody is on their cell phones. I watch these live PD shows. What's it called? On Patrol Live and all these other, reality shows when it comes to road rage and all that. Everybody's on their cell phones, and they walk around with it like it's an appendage. I got my fingers, I got my arm, I got my cell phone. Okay, I'm set to go. I mean, gee whiz, put it down already. I mean, I'm one of these people that, has trouble putting it down, but I do. According to some new data, 44% of people have Super Bowl superstitions involving food. On game day, they claim the number one best luck food is pizza. Followed by hot dogs, burgers, chips, popcorn, chicken wings, ice cream, chicken sliders, cupcakes, and cookies. The number one bad luck food, deviled eggs. You have that, your team's going to lose. Garlic bread is the second most avoided game day food. followed by salsa, queso dip, ice cream, chicken wings, mozzarella sticks, mini burgers, trail mix, pretzels, and pasties. Pasties are meat pies. Now, you may have realized that chicken wings and ice cream are on both lists there. Some consider them good luck, some consider them curses. But what I think of is, for every bad luck food you're having, that would give the opposing team good luck, right? Because you can't both have bad luck. Somebody's got to have good luck. So the winner's going to have good luck. So if you're having deviled eggs, you're giving the other team an advantage. Think of it like that. Burger King offering $1 million to the person who can come up with the next great Whopper innovation. They want you to submit ideas for toppings that are better than the 200,000 they already have. I thought mac and cheese on a burger would be good. I like that idea. I wouldn't put all that other junk on it, you know, because everything's going to slide off. But take a patty of beef and put a scoop of mac and cheese on it. Doesn't that sound good? Oh, I'm hungry now. I want one now. I just invented that. This kinda happened to me. All right. Guy in North Carolina sent a letter to a restaurant after he and his wife had lunch and accidentally stiffed the server. Days later, he realized he took the wrong receipt. He took the one that had the tip written on it, so the waitress didn't get the money. The letter explained what happened, and he included a crisp $20 bill in there for her, which was pretty nice. The restaurant posted the photo on Facebook, and people are praising him for going the extra mile and doing the right thing. Kind of happened to me. I was in Florida. I took my parents, and I think we had somebody else out to dinner, and I paid the bill. And the bill was, you know, over $100, $120, $130, whatever it was. And I gave a tip, a cash tip. And we're sitting there getting ready to leave, and the waiter comes up to me and says, "Did I do something wrong? Wasn't the service any good?" I said, "Yeah, it was very good." And then I realized I did the math wrong. My third grade math didn't kick in yet. And I didn't multiply right. I was supposed to give him, I think, $20, whatever the bill was. I forget what it was, but I was supposed to give him $20, and I only gave him $10. And I went back to him, and I said, "Here, I am so sorry. I did the math wrong." He didn't say thank you. He just, you know, he was mad at me. But he said, "Did I do something wrong?" "No, you did anything wrong. Very good. Thank you for the service. Goodbye." But yeah, it's, you know, I always try to tip more just in case. Got a haircut the other day. I think it was $21. I gave her $30, said keep it. I don't want to be the one to stiff anybody, especially if you come back for a haircut, they'll give you a bad one. So I didn't want to do that. Have you ever heard of this new trend? I'm not sure I really think this one's a good trend, but it's called scarf bombing. It's big in the northern U.S. and Canada this winter. People are knitting scarves and leaving them at random places for anyone with a note that says, "If you're stuck out in the cold, take this gift to keep you warm." Sounds like a nice idea. I don't know if I do that. I mean, I don't want to take a scarf. I don't know where it's been. I mean, you know, it's kind of grimy. But it's a nice idea, and there are people out there that are cold that can use it. So that is kind of a nice thing to do. I wouldn't take it, but I'm sure there are people out there that really need it and would do that. Yeah. An Uber Eats driver in New Jersey got arrested for an outstanding warrant last month. One of the cops delivered her last order, which was kind of nice to him. Nice of him. Bonus, the customer ended up being the husband of Snooki on Jersey Shore. So he got his order from the cops. I hear that occasionally the cops, if they arrest somebody from Uber Eats or, you know, DoorDash, deliver the last order. It's not the person's fault who's waiting for their food and probably paid for it already, too, which is, you know, that's kind of nice of the police. 619 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen at a Civic Media Station. Hometown Radio refreshed.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
We know that finding the right gift for Valentine's Day can be a challenge for some, and we'd hate for you to forget. So WRJN and Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine area are teaming up to bring someone a prize-filled Valentine's Day celebration this year. Stop by Rasmussen Diamonds by Monday, February 12th, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package that you can use anytime in the coming weeks. Of course, there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a one-pound box of chocolates in a heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theaters is providing movie tickets and an endless popcorn bucket you can use at Marcus locations for a year. Dinner provided by Saz's Statehouse in Tosa, and of course, a gift certificate from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmussen Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years, so it's only natural that they present this fun Valentine's Day giveaway. All you need to do is stop into Rasmussen Diamonds at 6220 Washington Avenue to enter by Monday, February 12th. Good luck from Rasmussen Diamonds and WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
WRJN Radio, I'm Don Rosen. I was sad to hear that Toby Keith passed away. I'm not a big country aficionado. I know Toby Keith, though. And last night on the news, they were doing a retrospective of his life, his career, actually. And up until the end, up until his final days on this planet, on this earth, he was performing for his fans. Even though he knew his days were numbered, he still got up there and performed. Wow. That's a trooper. That's a guy, huh? Even though he knew. They showed his wife in the audience crying. She knew. A lot of great hits from him. He had a ton of Grammys, ton of hit songs, hit albums. Toby Keith was a football player in the NFL for a while. I think what else they said he did. He did something else before he was a country singer. I'm going to go back and listen to his music. Again, I'm not the biggest country music aficionado, so I don't know much about his career, but I was watching it last night and said, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I don't know if I knew my days were numbered if I'd be here at this radio station every day. I really don't. I'm one of these cowards who'd be in bed like, oh, please, no. But Toby Keith, a real man, a real guy, a man's man, right to the end there. Good for him. And I'm sure the country music fans will really, really miss him and his music because all those hit songs. But the good thing, you know what the thing about musicians are? You can keep their music forever. Their music will play on forever. It doesn't mean to be an album, doesn't mean to be a CD, doesn't mean to be streaming. There'll be some way to present their music forever. And I think he's one of those artists people always have on their playlists. Speaking about music, my wife is teaching me piano. Yeah. And she's teaching in such a good way, too. I'm learning the first three notes, C, D, E. C, D, E. They're very easy to remember. You can do it with one hand. So I have these lessons I'm doing, training lessons to play the piano. And I'm going to be like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Remember when he learned how to play the piano? There was some, I meant to ask you this the other day about Groundhog Day. When Bill Murray was reliving the same day over and over again until he got it right, what about the other people? Did they go on with their days? And when it finally caught up where he was able to go to February 3rd, were those people like months and years and decades and centuries ahead of him? They predicted it took him thousands of years of repeating the day. I mean, it doesn't seem like that in the movie, that short, but
But what, I mean, I'm trying to look for logic in this thing. What about the people? They didn't, were they reliving the same day, or did they go on and did he catch up, and how did this work out? There's no answer to it, but it's kind of interesting. The other thing is, my wife and I got involved with watching Alfred Hitchcock Presents every night. These are the old half-hour Alfred Hitchcock Presents from the early 60s. Wow! What great endings on some of these Alfred Hitchcock shows. Great endings! I'm not going to ruin them for you, but we go wow at the end. Like last night's we saw with Jack Carter, Joanna Moore, and the guy who played Ernest T. Bass on the Andy Griffith Show, Howard Morris. What a great ending on that, Alfred Hitchcock. It they air them on MeTV at night, and we just DVR it and watch them when we're eating dinner at night. Wow. I forgot how good they are. I can only remember watching one of them when I was younger, and it was the one where this woman kills her husband with a leg of lamb. She beats him to death with a giant leg of lamb. Then the police investigate. And she's cooking dinner. He says, would you like to have some dinner? He says, oh, yeah, we'll have it. She serves him the leg of lamb, and they ate the evidence. That was a good one. These are good, though. I mean, I love these Alfred Hitchcock mysteries. They're perfect. I mean, he did such a great job. He didn't direct them, write them, per se. But I'm sure he had some say in which ones they're going to put on the air. That was really good. All right, Justin Timberlake reportedly considering a tell-all interview with Oprah to put his issues with Britney Spears to rest. Sources say he's frustrated that they're overshadowing the new album he's about to drop. Well, maybe if he'd stop talking about it, people wouldn't be so interested in it. And by the way, what did Britney say about him? They never say in these articles what she claimed he did or whatever. You know, they were both Mouseketeers together in the Mickey Mouse Club. I think Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and there was one other person. Christina Aguilera. They were all part of the Mickey Mouse Club on TV. Was it in the Mickey Mouse Club days that she wrote about? I don't know. I guess I have to buy the book, and I don't want to buy it. All right, this is very interesting here. I ran this by my wife last night. She really didn't give me a good answer on it. If a coin flip offered you $1 billion, let's say heads, you get $1 billion, tails, you get incurable hiccups for the rest of your life. But if you don't flip the coin, you're going to get the $1 billion and incurable hiccups for the rest of your life. What would you do? Would you flip the coin or just take both? 57% of people would flip the coin and take their chances. So heads, you get $1 billion, tails, incurable hiccups. And if you say, I'm not doing either one, well, now you're getting both. You'll get the billion and incurable hiccups. And no, the money cannot be used. You won't be able to cure the hiccups because it's incurable. Oh, what would you do? If you do nothing, you're going to get both. The incurable hiccups and the billion. If you do the coin flip, you have a chance of getting the $1 billion without the hiccups. I never win at those coins. I'm not a good 50-50 person. I don't win at those things. So I don't think I would. I don't know. You have to do something. If you do nothing, you're going to get hiccups. So that's a good hypothetical, isn't it? I like that one. Oh, I don't know what I would do. Teenager in Iowa said he'd eat a spoonful of peanut butter for every 50 followers he got on Instagram. Well, he had to switch things up because he got more than 100,000 people following him on a single week on Instagram. And his mother said, you're not eating, 300 jars of peanut butter. It's not going to happen. So they had to switch that up. And I think he covered himself with peanut butter instead. Something like that. I don't like this. I don't like when companies do this. These are the get even Valentine's Day things. A car scrapping company is offering to write your ex's name on a car before it's destroyed and then send you a photo of it for Valentine's Day. I don't like those revenge Valentine's Day things. I mean, it didn't work out. You move on. No revenge. Hey, coming up at 7:06, we're taking our part two route to Route 66 in Illinois, where we left off. And we'll pick it up with Dwight Cannon, the president of Route 66, the Route 66 Association of Illinois. He'll be here, and that'll be at 7:06. Should be a lot of fun. 6:29 at WRJN Radio. Farm News coming up right now. Cloudy, highs near 42 today. Cloudy with a low around 40 tonight. Partly sunny, chance of showers, highs near 53.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now.
we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
I don't think you're going to find a Wisconsin corner soybean producer happy with the price outlook for 2024. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And the sad part is, you may have to hang on to this crop until the market allows for some return on investment. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's the difficult conversation he's having with a lot of growers right now. If you're holding on to 2023 crop, Heinberg says you may have to hang on to it for a while before the market offers a break even.
Unfortunately, it is, and that's where the use of call options and things of that nature come into play. You have to make some sales, cover bills, you know, to get some money flow, keep your ownership in this market just in case things don't come together for our crop or that demand comes. Having that re-ownership into the fall over top of sales that you've made might be a very key play this year, especially if the market were to respond that way.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Now, in overnight electronic trade this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average trying to creep higher while our commodities drift lower. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to 157.5. 40-pound block cheese, another 3.5 cents lower, 161.5. While AA butter gained 2.5 cents to 277 a pound. This morning, the Class 3 fluid milk for March is up a dime at 1755. Meanwhile, March corn's down 4. December new crop down 2 at 475. March beans are down 12. November new crop down a dime at 1167. And July wheat down a penny right now, 604 a bushel. So, a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand as we roll our way into a Wednesday trade session. Always want to remind you, we've got our talk text line available. If you've got questions or if you've got something happening in your neighborhood, let us know. That toll-free number to call or text, 877-301-FARM. I'm PM Yonke.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
We have more patchy fog and freezing drizzle this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day today with a high of 48 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 41. Tomorrow, scattered light rain, but it's going to be mild with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
But I think the best job, like in the history of the United States,
I think Vanna White got the best job ever. Is that not the best job? If I were a woman, I would want that job so bad. Like, that's her job. Like, what a country. That's all she just turns letters. I turn letters, but only when they glow. Okay, so I'm not the best. But like, what was the interview like to get that job? What was that process? That must have been really tough. They're like, all right, let's start. Let's start the interview here. Vanna White, is that right? Okay, all right, let's start. All right, are you familiar with the alphabet? You are, okay. If something were glowing, could you tell? You could. Wow, that wraps it up. Wow, welcome aboard. That's very impressive. That's very impressive.
Movie they made about her. It played in theaters. It was a couple of years, about 2 years ago, a year or so ago. Kind of depressing movie because you know the ending. You know how it's going to turn out, and it's not going to turn out well for her or her daughter. Yeah, I think she hooked up with the wrong guy. I think that was one of the problems. What was his name? Bobby. He was from that group. I can't think now all of a sudden here. He was a young guy in a boys band or something. A boy band group. And it didn't work out well for her. And what a talent, too. What a talent. Had a knack for getting the hits recorded. And then she went on that drug binge with her husband. And the rest didn't turn out well at all. That was his name. I think he was from the group. What was it? New Demand? What was the name of that group Bobby Brown was from? He was from... Oh, New Edition. That was it. Yeah, he started his career in that group, New Edition. And then went on to ruin her life. Their daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, died of a horrible drug overdose, I think, as well. Yeah. Sissy Houston was her mom, and part of a gospel group. That's how Whitney got started, as part of that gospel group that her mother was in. She was only 48 years old. I remember the night she died. It was February 11th, yeah, 2012. I remember I was here at our FM radio station, and I came in that night, and I switched to all Whitney Houston music throughout the night. And, that was a shame. What a talent. What a waste. Drugs. Yeah. I think she died in the bathtub or something. It was a horrible thing. But what a great library and catalog of music she's leaving us. Whitney Houston. You got to catch that movie of her. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good. Gladio Plater was very good. Very good. And Clive Davis, the whole story with him and Arista Records. It's a good movie. I forget the name of the movie. Is it I Want to Dance with Somebody? I think that's the name of the movie. Speaking about showbiz, a new Evil Dead movie is in the works. Did you ever see Evil Dead? I saw Evil Dead 1 and 2. The original one was one of these very low-budget horror movies, and Evil Dead 2 was a remake of Evil Dead 1 with a higher budget. Same guy was in it, but they're both very good movies, Evil Dead 1 and 2. Then they made a bunch of others that weren't as good. So they're making a new one. Probably won't be as good. James Cameron says he has ideas for the 6th and 7th Avatar movies. Do we get the 3rd, 4th, and 5th ones yet? Or is he still working on them? He says he may not be the director and the person who brings him to the big screen because mortality catches up. I don't know what that means. He's not going to be around for it? I guess that's what he's talking about. And one of my favorite shows on TV. I don't know why it is, but it just happens to be. Survivor. The Survivor 46 cast has been announced. Which is interesting because they already filmed the whole thing. It's done. It's in the can. They filmed it. There was already filming while we were watching Survivor 45. And now they film it in the same place every year. Fiji. It used to be all over the world. They did it in China, Australia. I'm trying to think of all the other places they've done it. And I think the Philippines, they filmed it. They all over the world. And then they decided, nah, but just going to make it in Fiji every year. Because every beach does look the same. I mean, when come down to it. China, they did some of the landmarks in China they filmed on. But for the most part, every beach looks exactly the same. And as long as they're setting up an entire village for the cast, for the crew, they might as well just leave it in one spot. So the 46 cast has been named. And you know what? It's probably going to look like the last cast. They're generally all the same. A mix of people, and they usually have a sports star in there. They've got an older person in there. They've got a young whippersnapper in there. It's the same thing every time. But anyway, I love Survivor. My sister-in-law and I just live by that show. Lou Turner, who used to work here at the radio station for years, over, 15 years or so, we used to text during Survivor, like two gossipy, old biddies. We used to sit and badmouth people on Survivor on our cell phones when we were watching the show. Did you see what he did? It was really terrible when he looked back at it. I used to love doing that with Lou Turner. Yeah. Want to be rich someday? Unless you plan on winning the lottery, it's kind of tough, but it's not really that complicated. The YouTuber is going viral for his very simple three-step strategy for you to get rich. You ready? Here's how you do it. Step one, spend less than you make. Obvious, easier said than done, but buying stuff you don't need is the number one thing that prevents people from accumulating wealth. Step two, work to earn more money. Now, you can cut your budget so much, but eventually you'll need to earn more. So that means asking for a raise, finding a better job, or adding a side hustle. Step three, invest what you do not spend. Most people don't get rich by just saving every penny they earn. They also make their money work for them. That might mean putting more in your 401k, but in the long term, you're going to wind up with a lot of money. That's what happened to me. My 401k paid off pretty big. I was very happy with that. So, yeah, these are three good steps. Again, you're going to have to work at it. It's not going to come to your doorstep and say, all right, here you go. You're going to get rich now. It doesn't work like that. You got to work at this stuff. The average person experiences 84 minor mishaps a year. All right, here are the most common ones we have. Saying hi to someone you thought you knew but was a total stranger. I got one similar to that. I would see somebody and they'd say hello to me. I'd say, hey, good seeing you again. And I never met them. Somebody just introduced me for the first time. And I say, hey, good seeing you again. And then I realize I never met that person before. All right. Your phone going off at a place where it shouldn't have been off silent to begin with. It happens all the time. We're at the Racine Theater Guild watching a show. They tell you before the show starts, turn off your cell phones. But people leave them on. And you hear it going off your during the show, or worse, the theme from The Godfather will during this show. Or how about you're at a funeral and somebody's giving the eulogy and starts playing during the thing. During a movie, too. Shut off your cell phones. During movies, people are pretty good. And I haven't heard a cell phone go off in a movie. Trying to unlock your car and then realizing it's not your car. This happened to me only once. Where I went up to the car, I didn't unlock it, But I went up to the car, and I was about to pull the handle on, and I realized, whoa, it's not my car. We had that tragic incident happen last year, the year before. This young girl, she was coming out of a store, went up to a car, and it was some guy's car, and he shot and killed her. Because he thought she was stealing the car. It happened to be the same exact car and model as she had. And she was talking to somebody who didn't realize it, and he shot and killed her. And following your GPS and realizing you punched in the wrong direction. Now, that never happened to me. That first one, though, saying hi to somebody you thought you knew and was a total stranger. Yeah, that's embarrassing. Hey, good seeing you again. You never met me before. Oh, well, it's good seeing you for the first time, I guess. Odd but true. It would take a vampire about 6 minutes, 24 seconds to drain 15% of the blood by biting your neck. Enough for them to feed without affecting your circulation or heart rate. Well, this is good information to have. So when people say, what do you listen to in the morning, Don Rosen? Well, what's so special about him? Well, he told us that a vampire can suck 15% of your blood out of your neck and it won't affect you. It's okay. He said he gave the thumbs up for letting a vampire suck blood out of your neck, which I didn't do, but I'm just informing you that it's not going to affect your life that much. Some people say they want to go camping to unplug. Then they bring on their cell phones, their laptops, and everything else with them, all their electronics. In a new survey, 24% of campers say they have worked remotely while camping the past year. That's consistent with a similar survey from last year. Hopefully, this is not a new trend. You know, when you go on vacation, you really should go on vacation. And that means unplugging, especially if you're going camping. You're going camping because you want to be in the wild. With the animals. You want to touch nature. You want to be one with the elements. And then you bring your cell phone and your electronics with you. A grandfather in Nashville went viral after he supposedly lost 60 pounds on a 100-day McDonald's-only diet. But here's how he did it. He drank water instead of soda, and he only ate half of the portions they gave him. And why would you... What do you mean? Eat a burger, only half the burger, half the fries... And drink water. I guess you could lose weight if you do that. But he lost a lot of weight. 60 pounds on 100 days. That's a lot of weight to lose all of a sudden. You know, I drink water when I come here at the radio station. Since I started November 1st, all I brought with me was water. Until today, I brought that sparkling ice. You ever get that? Lemonade ice. It doesn't have any sugar in it. It's zero sugar. It just has some vitamins mixed in with antioxidants. And it tastes like... carbonated lemonade is what it tastes like, and it's really good, and it keeps you, you know, peppy. I mean, I don't drink coffee or soda, so that's the closest thing I can get, and it's, you know, it's good. You know, it's not a meal, but it's good. Hey, I got to make mention of this only because you've heard about us talk about it, but now I'm going to tell you about it again. We're finding you the right gift for Valentine's Day, so you don't have to think about it. All right. We hate to forget about all the gifts and stuff for Valentine's Day. So WRJN and Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine are teaming up to bring someone a prize-filled Valentine's Day celebration this year. Are you ready? All right. Stop by Rasmussen Diamonds by Monday, February 12th, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package you can use any time in the coming weeks. And, of course... there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a one-pound box of chocolates in the heart-shaped velvet box, of course. Marcus Theaters providing movie tickets and their endless popcorn bucket you can use at Marcus locations for the entire year. Also, dinner from Saz's Statehouse in Tosa. And, of course, a gift certificate from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmussen Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years, so it's only natural. They present that fun Valentine's Day giveaway. So here's what you need to do. By Monday, February 12th, go into Rasmussen Diamonds at 6220 Washington Avenue and fill out an entry. That's Rasmussen Diamonds, 6220 Washington Avenue in Racine. Do it by Monday, February 12th, and we're going to draw a winner. And it might be you getting all those prizes for Valentine's Day. All those prizes to your sweetie, and guess what? It won't cost you anything. So get out there today and fill out that entry. Someone's got to win. Might as well be you. 6:49 at WRJN Radio. Partly cloudy now, 32 degrees. Look for a high of 42 today, 40 tonight, and 53 degrees tomorrow. Ooh, Love it.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
We know that finding the right gift for Valentine's Day can be a challenge for some, and we'd hate for you to forget. So WRJN and Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine area are teaming up to bring someone a prize-filled Valentine's Day celebration this year. Stop by Rasmussen Diamonds by Monday, February 12th, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package that you can use anytime in the coming weeks. Of course, there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a one-pound box of chocolates in a heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theaters is providing movie tickets and an endless popcorn bucket you can use at Marcus locations for a year. Dinner provided by Saz's Statehouse in Tosa, and of course, a gift certificate from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmussen Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years, so it's only natural that they present this fun Valentine's Day giveaway. All you need to do is stop into Rasmussen Diamonds at 6220 Washington Avenue to enter by Monday, February 12th. Good luck from Rasmussen Diamonds and WRJN.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Back to the Future, 1985. Wow. How many years is that? 15, 25, 120. That's a long time ago, 1985. Huey Lewis is actually in the movie Back to the Future. Remember the scene he's in? It's at the Battle of the Bands audition. And Michael J. Fox with his band is on stage auditioning. And there's a group of teachers at a table in the gymnasium. And Huey Lewis is the one that picks up... the megaphone. I think he says you're too loud or something like that. He says, next. That's Huey Lewis. He's got that one scene in the movie. You know, there are people that post on Facebook. They have these sites before and after or now and then, whatever they are. And they take scenes from movies. They take a snapshot from the movie. And then they go to the location where they filmed the movie. And they have a couple from Back to the Future. They have, I think, three or four from Back to the Future. Remember the one where he's looking? He goes... I don't know if he goes back in time. Yeah, he goes back in time, and he's looking at the development where the houses were, and it's just open fields. Well, they did a picture of Michael J. Fox looking at that, and then there's some guy who took the picture. He's standing in there, and it's still there. The scene, the high school is still there, when his father's running out in the white jacket and everything out of the high school. That's still there. There's a whole bunch of scenes. It's really fun to look at them, too. They do that with a lot of movies. 6:53 at WRJN Radio. Coming up at 7:06, we're talking about Route 66. Here's a trip you could take. Nice little road trip for a day or two, maybe a weekend. Head out on Route 66 in Illinois. You don't have to start in downtown Chicago. We'll talk to Dwight Cannon, who's the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois, coming up in a few minutes, all right? All right, if you need more vacation, there are companies that are selling you vacations. The companies you work for. Here's what's happening. 5% of companies in the U.S. let their employees buy extra vacation days. All those companies charge a different amount, but usually you give up one day's worth of salary for a day off. The survey found 9% of companies let employees cash out their leftover vacation days at the end of the year for extra money. Buy vacation days. You know, that's like with your credit card. If they give you points for something and you don't have enough points, you can buy points. So in other words, if you're like 10 points shy of getting a week's stay at a hotel, you can buy those extra points, which is cheaper than paying for the hotel. So it does work out. Kind of a nice deal. Nice that employees, companies do that. Okay, got some fun facts for you. This is odd but true. Not that the original version of the movie The Exorcist needed to be any scarier, but it turns out one of the actors from the movie was a real-life serial killer. He's the guy, he's not a famous actor, but he's the guy who played a surgeon's assistant in the movie. You can see him on screen. I went back and looked at it after I read this. You can see him on screen, and you can Google this picture of this guy, too. He was convicted of killing six men. He's a serial killer, and he was in the movie The Exorcist. Now, that adds a level of spookiness to the movie, doesn't it? Yeah, I forget what his name is. He's not a name, big name. You wouldn't know his name. But he's in prison now, life without parole. But that's, you know, he got the film. I don't know if he, I have to look that up. I don't know if he killed the people, then was in the movie, then killed the people. Not sure the order of it all, but still, it's kind of spooky. Odd but true. A woman glued down 7,700 pennies to decorate her bathroom floor with a glue that just held them in there for life, and later found out one of those pennies was worth more than $80,000. But she doesn't know which one, and they're all super glued to the floor. Nothing comes without a price. That's good. All right, some more fun facts for you. The employees at Disney parks are not allowed to point with one finger. It could be seen as a negative gesture by people from other countries. They always point with two fingers at Disney parks. Yeah, one finger, you're never quite sure. But they only have four fingers on their hands, the Disney characters. They don't have five. It's all four fingers. Every Disney character's got four fingers. Same thing with the TV show The Simpsons. All the characters have four fingers. Only one character in The Simpsons had five fingers. And that was the episode where Homer is in heaven with God, and God had five fingers on each hand. And they asked the writers once, why did you put five fingers on his hand? They say, because God is perfect. Simple answer. A guy was fired after he called in sick. He got caught hanging out at a bar. A judge just ruled that he shouldn't have been fired because the company's handbook doesn't specifically say you can't socialize on a sick day. So now they have to pay him a bunch of money for wrongful termination. Really? You can't fire somebody for lying about a sick day? I have to remember that. All right, I don't take sick days anyway. I come in on a gurney with an IV in me. I'm ready to go. Supposedly, you can become a millionaire by age 30. Just follow these steps. Don't waste money on showing off. Never save money except to invest it. Avoid debt that doesn't pay for itself. I don't know what that means. Work around the clock. Work. And get a millionaire mentor. Somebody who's done it and can guide you along the way. Here's a neat travel tip for you. If you want to increase your chances of having your luggage come out first at a baggage claim, ask them to put a fragile sticker on your bag when you check in for your flight. It makes your bag more likely to be loaded onto the plane last, so chances are it will come off first. There's always some gimmick, always some scam. You have to run to get things in life, isn't it? There's always a scam out there. Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. HospiceAlliance.org. 658 WRJN, Route 66, coming up at 7:06. This would be fun. I love talking about Route 66. And we've got the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois coming up. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN, a civic media station, hometown radio, refreshed on your Wednesday afternoon. It's the 7th of February.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area.
from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.